From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Walmart is hailing the Supreme Court's decision today to block a class action lawsuit from going forward in its current form. The ruling is a big setback for more than a million women who accuse the nation's largest private employer of gender discrimination. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports today's decision is drawing a lot of attention in the business world.
Writing for the majority, Justice Antonin Scalia says the women suing Walmart can't prove their claims are similar enough to pack into one massive class action case. Scalia says there isn't enough glue to hold together the claims of current and former female employees who worked all over the country. Had the Supreme Court ruled another way, it would have forced Walmart into a financial settlement worth billions of dollars. Other companies had been following the dispute closely for what it said about their ability to challenge employment discrimination cases. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Proponents of same-sex marriage burst into song in the halls of New York State Capitol, where Senate Republicans decide whether to vote on a gay marriage bill. And they're shouted down by members of those opposed to the measure. NPR's Margot Adler reports that after hours of closed-door meetings today in Albany, Republicans have apparently made no decision.
Demonstrators on both sides of the issue lined the halls outside the Senate chamber, chanting, singing. Republicans control the state Senate. Democrats control the assembly, where the marriage bill has already passed. Two Republican state senators told the Associated Press, on condition of anonymity, that the legislation appeared to be tied to rent regulation legislation and a property tax cap. No decision yet by the Republican conference to send or not send the marriage bill to the Senate floor. It could be days. Meanwhile, Ruben Diaz, a minister from the Bronx, is the single Democrat in the state Senate who remains opposed on religious principles to the bill. But Diaz has said he believes passage of the bill may be inevitable, given the powerful involvement of New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is pledging to consider political reforms as he fights to protect his own authority. In a 70-minute televised speech, Assad said reforms might include scaling back his Ba'ath Party's dominance. He also acknowledged lives lost on both sides of an uprising against his regime that began months ago.
It was a huge loss to their families and loved ones. It was also a loss to the country. To me personally, it was a grave and dire loss.
Assad is heard through an interpreter broadcast on Al Jazeera. Today, thousands of anti-government activists against stage protests, while Assad says he will push still for national dialogue. Before the close, the Dow is up 76 points to 12,080. This is NPR. Authorities are trying to determine how many homes and businesses have been destroyed by an aggressive wildfire that's burning near Arizona's border with New Mexico. Arizona Public Media's Steve Shadley reports a monument fire among six big wildfires racing across desert brush and pine trees in the state.
Gusty winds spread the fire to nearly 27,000 acres near the city of Sierra Vista. Officials say a total of 10,000 people have been evacuated since the blaze started more than a week ago. Initial reports indicate at least 44 homes have burned. Fire management spokesman Diane Drobka says the evacuees are getting tired of sleeping in emergency shelters.
There are a few people that are getting frustrated because, of course, they want to get back in. Some people have livestock that they left behind, and they're concerned because the power is off in some areas, and they want to be able to water their horses.
Drobka says military police from the nearby Fort Huachuca Army Base have been called in to keep looters from entering the area. For NPR News, I'm Steve Shadley in Tucson.
Venus Williams advances in the opening round of the Wimbledon matches, defeating the 97th-ranked Akul Amanmuratova of Uzbekistan in a straight-set win today. The five-time champion says she relied on experience to get through her first Grand Slam match since injuring her hip at the Australian Open in January.
That's the beauty, I think, of being able to have a long career is to be able to use the experience that you learn on the court. And I think more and more players are starting to realize that it's an advantage to be able to play longer because then you understand the game.
And Rafael Nadal, the defending men's champion, defeated Michael Russell today 6-4, 6-2, 6-2. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.